News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you can be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The start of the school year means the return of motorists paying attention to more things. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department says to add more time to your commute.
Because there's going to be a lot more people in our community. A&M and Blinn students finish their return to our community. And then when we get into football season, there's going to be even more people.
Reminders from Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department include school buses back on the streets.
If they're on their commute and they normally have a bus route on their commute, that they need to pay attention to those buses. And when they're stopping, they need to make sure that they stop for them, because that's one of the stiffest fines you can get, is passing up a bus as it's unloading and loading children.
Also pay attention to children around schools, your speed in school zones, and stay off cell phones. A recent townhome fire in Bryan was made worse because the occupants did not have renter's insurance. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse reminds renters they're not covered by the property owner.
No landlords that I know of in anywhere carry a policy on anything but their property, the building. And so if you're renting from somebody else, it's really up to you to protect your own personal goods that are in somebody else's building that you're renting.
Bouse says a few personal items were saved in the front of the townhome because a wall between the garage and living area had a two-hour fire rating. The College Station City Council considers final action tonight on restricting the sale and use of e-cigarettes. Mayor Nancy Berry supports the ordinance, noting right now a seven-year-old can legally buy them.
They haven't been around long enough to do major research studies, but you are inhaling nicotine vapor. And when they put it in flavors like bubblegum, cookies and cream, raspberry, strawberry, chocolate, you know that they're not necessarily aiming for the adult market.
In College Station, e-cigarettes will be banned in the same places as tobacco products. Blinn College trustees have set their budget for the new academic year. Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says that includes $4 million in unallocated money.
There are some operational expenses that actually accrue, and we wait till the end of the year to see if we can actually purchase, say, for example, new software, some things that we have not made within the budget for the previous year, that really we find ourselves at the position that we can actually do that.
Blinn's budget includes an increase of about $1 million to assist with capital and master planning needs in Brazos County, along with money for a chief of staff to be based in Bryan. Bryan Broadcasting's newest station is on the air. Maverick 102.7 had its official launch Friday afternoon.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Maverick 102.7, country music for a new generation in Aggieland.
In addition to the radio, Maverick 102.7 is on the Radio Aggieland smartphone app and online at maverickradio.com. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
How'd you sleep last night? Would you like to sleep better? Well, you know, there are a lot of people who will answer yes to that. I have a solution for you. You head to the Sleep Number store, and you find out what your sleep number is. Now, I'm probably not using terms that you haven't heard before, but here's the deal. The Sleep Number store, which is located at 1530 South Texas Avenue, suite number 500 right there by Aspen Dental. You go in, you lay down on a special bed they have right there. You look up on the ceiling. You can see the imprint of your body laying down on that mattress, and they make adjustments by making the mattress more firm or less firm until all your pressure points go away. That is your sleep number. That's the first step. So you get your sleep number. My sleep number setting is 65. Then you go find the bed that's right for you, and it can have sleep technology, which is kind of neat. The Sleep IQ technology allows you to actually kind of get a report on how you sleep, which is a pretty neat deal. Now, how about if we came up with some special prices for you? Well, the Sleep Number folks have done just that. You'll find a Sleep Number bed at the Sleep Number store. That's the only place where they have them, and right now is the biggest sale of the year. All the beds are on sale. So save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. Find your Sleep Number. No better sleep. You can at the Sleep Number store. Go and see them right there at Texas Avenue, near Chick-fil-A and Harvey Road.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Another hot day today with lots of sunshine. Temperatures near 100 degrees during this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear to partly cloudy. Low temperature by morning 74 to 78. During the day on Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sun. Now there is a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperature 95 to near 100. Any showers end tomorrow evening. Mid-70s overnight. And sun with a few clouds on Wednesday, well up in the 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with the Aggie soccer team ringing up two, the A&M football gearing up for one, and the Rangers and the Stros both split one. So we'll have all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Oh, here you go. It's the first day of school.
Dun, dun, dun.
And there were strangers in our town over the weekend.
Yeah, quite a few. People.
The credit cards were, the kids were great to see back.
Yeah. But it was the people driving by going, I don't even eat there. How long's the line? You want to eat there? Golly, man.
Is a 2-hour wait okay?
Yeah, I'm not complaining, but you're driving down University expecting to go any faster than 22 miles an hour. Forget it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, here's the statue set.
If you can't make it through an intersection, don't enter it.
Yeah, you're right.
Golly.
Yeah, there's some of that, too. Now, so I had to go to a lumberatorium yesterday, uh-huh. And that was kind of interesting.
Doing some woodwork in there?
Well, yeah, just had to do a little bit of that, and it was a whole lot easier for me to just get them to cut a piece of lumber to size, and so I was able to cut in front of some guys because they were standing there talking. I said to the guy, would you get in front of them? Because, you know, they were wanting to cut fence posts or something and a bunch of, you know, 2x4s. But that's the other good thing about having a school of construction science here. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a lot of guys are going, hey, let's go get some lumber and build something. So, you know, that's going on. I, on the other hand, used gunite blocks and 2x4s. That's pretty much, or actually 4x4s.
Well, that's riveting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I did. Yeah. No, I didn't do any riveting.
Oh, okay.
57-year-old Texas woman apparently so angry at the way that she was treated by two preteen girls she was babysitting. Okay. Did she set the house on fire?
No.
Yeah. Why? When they went out of town. The kids weren't in it. Mary Durer of Austin was arrested this week and charged with arson. Surveillance video from earlier this month showed Martha driving up to the empty house and letting herself in. She left 20 minutes later as flames began to appear in the girls' bedroom windows. Another reason why Austin is different than us. The girl's brother came home hours later to find the house filled with smoke. The fires were apparently contained, the two bedrooms, within those two bedrooms, and they burned themselves out.
Huh? Wow. Oh,
which is interesting. So I guess she just put a little bit of accelerant in there, not a whole lot. Huh?
It would depend on how old the kids were, because nothing is not fire retardant under the age of a certain...
That's it. That's true.
We turn together. We got a lot of info.
Information.
So, I wonder what she was saying to herself as she drives off. I showed them, didn't I? Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Hey, where's my tinfoil hat?
Yeah. I'm just going to set the whole place on fire. Yeah. It's worth your
while to spend this I'm going to keep the stapler. I'll do it.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone. 617, I was trying to find the Milton quote, and I couldn't do it. We've got it somewhere. Chase saved it someplace. Anyway, she set the house on fire. It's day 237 of 2014. It means you've got 128 of them to go.
Goodness.
Today is Be Kind to Humankind Week.
Bleh.
Not mankind, humankind.
They don't deserve my kindness.
But it's also Burning Man Day. It is on. It is on. Going through September the 1st, and then when it goes away, it'll disappear.
Getting like sand in places you didn't know you had.
Never there. Banana Split Day as well. Letting you know. Not the television show, the ice cream treat. All right. All right, birthdays.
Blake Lively's 27. China Ann McClain, you don't know who she is, no. But your kids do. Uh-huh. Disney Channel star, 16 years old. Rachel Bilson, 33, from Heart of Dixie. Jonathan Togo from CSI Miami, 37. Marvin Harrison, 42, former NFL superstar. Robert Horry, NBA role player who managed to win. And I didn't know this. Robert Horry's 44 years old. He won 7 rings.
Well, not bad.
As a role player.
Not bad.
Rockets, Lakers, and Spurs. Claudia Schiffers, 44. Joe D. Messina, she's a country singer, 45 years old. Rachel Race, 46. Blair Underwood is 50. Billy Ray Cyrus, 53 years old. Tim Burton, who makes Billy Ray's family look pretty normal.
Yeah.
56.
Elvis, but there's only one of him. There's a whole slew of those other people who are crazy.
Oh, I don't know. His wife's pretty weird, though.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Helena Bonham Carter's not wired like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Elvis Costello, 60. Rob Halford from Judas Priest is 63. Gene Simmons, 65. John Savage is 65. Riley Fingers, best mustache ever, 68. Tom Skerritt, 81. Regis Philbin, 83. Sean Connery is 84. And Monty Hall, still alive and kicking, and Let's Make a Deal at 93.
Good Lord alive. Really?
93 years old.
Wow. And Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood, 38. 93. Man. And he had a lot of really bad sport coats, too. You remember that?
He had a lot of bad
sports. Yes, he did.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so just in the last few months, Russia has been able to annex Crimea. ISIS has established the caliphate in Syria and Iraq, and Israel has been forced to launch a ground offensive in Gaza. And Russia is now being accused of shooting down a passenger plane. Now, needless to say, the international landscape is awfully tenuous, and yet there is a disturbing lack of what? Urgency on the part of your president. Now, amazingly, Obama's own press secretary this week claimed that Obama has substantially improved global tranquility. Now, with each of these international events, it becomes more clear that this president lacks vision and strategy. And guess what? In this vacuum of perceived weakness, we're allowed ambitious actors like Putin to literally step up and fill that void. Rome is burning.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All subject to OnDeck Score approval, must be business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs financing for your business, visit us at ondeck.com or call us at 800-294-0255. That's 800-294-0255. 800-294-0255.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 622. Good morning. As you get your kiddos ready for school today, or they get themselves ready for school.
Mom, I've got a headache. Mom, my tummy hurts.
Yeah. Anyway, it's off to school today. And, you know, we're still... Actually, they got a lot of the road work done on the bypass, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
That helps a lot with the extra traffic. Okay, the lawyer for a Massachusetts man who has a 666 tattoo and horns implanted on his forehead believes that his appearance will make it impossible for him to find an impartial jury to receive a fair trial. The lawyer for Casus Viosus, pretty sure his appearance will distract jurors from the facts of the case.
What was he charged with?
He's accused of assisting a couple of other guys in the kidnapping, torture, and murder and other nasty things of three other guys.
Oh.
So as you can see, it's certainly not a crime that has any passion involved in it. So. Yeah, I don't know. Of course...
The devil made him do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, at what point, you know, at what point in his life was he making the decision to have the horns implanted in his forehead? I think that might be something he might want to consider again.
Oh, please.
And where's he work? You know, in Massachusetts, maybe they're supporting him, but...
Pentagrams are us.
Where, yeah.
Petting zoo.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Burger King is making some waves. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Burger King is interested in buying the Canadian donut chain Tim Hortons. Talks are underway about a deal that would be structured as a so-called tax inversion. Burger King would move its headquarters from Miami to Canada to cut taxes. A new holding company would be created. In the view of many doctors, a lot of schools force students to get moving too early in the day. The American Academy of Pediatrics has a recommendation at the start of the new school year. Don't start the school day before 8:30 in the morning. More than 40% of public high schools start classes before 8 a.m. Physicians say the resulting sleep loss can lead to poor health, bad grades, and traffic accidents. Guardians of the Galaxy was back on top at movie theater box offices over the weekend. More than $17 million in ticket sales made the Disney release the top-grossing film of the summer. Stock market futures pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Think you can't afford an amazing office for your business in the best buildings nationwide? Think again. Think Regus. Regus removes the hassles and costs that come with office space. Just call 1-800-OFFICES for a quick quote. Pick from any of their 2,000 prestigious locations, and you can start working immediately. Regis offices are fully furnished, staffed, and ready to go. No upfront cash required and no long-term commitments. Right now, they're offering 1 month free. Call 1-800-OFFICES and start today.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda. It's 626, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Surprise, we're going to have hot weather today. I know, they said 100. I don't think we've gotten there yet, but we'll see what happens. No chance of rain in the forecast until we get to Tuesday afternoon. Maybe about a 30% chance there. Then they're mentioning 20 or 30% all week long, but the highs each day will be in the upper 90s. Lows each night around 77. And not much wind, so you're going to feel the heat. Right now, the winds are calm, 84% relative humidity, and it's 75 out there.
Confrontation. It can be messy and unpleasant, which is why so many of us tend to avoid it. But there is another way. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
The most anticipated night of television is finally here. It's time to get back to football and kick off the 2014 NFL season. The kickoff celebration begins Thursday, September 4th, with a special performance by Grammy Award-winning musician Pharrell Williams, live outside CenturyLink Field in Seattle. Following the concert, get ready to cheer as the Green Bay Packers take on the Super Bowl champion, the Seattle Seahawks. Tune in live Thursday, September 4th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Lenovo is proud to be the official desktop, workstation, and laptop provider of the NFL.
If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees? Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. Call now 877-789-4173. There's no obligation. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Confrontation can be difficult, so we either avoid it or we tend to explode.
There is an alternative for people, because when you think about it, if you don't say anything, nothing changes. If you explode, usually things get worse.
Barbara Pachter, author of the book The Power of Positive Confrontation, says there is a middle ground.
Think about it. If somebody is playing music too loudly, you can avoid it and not say anything, and the music continues. You can scream and yell, and you know what? The music may get louder. But if you choose to confront that person in a polite and powerful manner, it's very possible that they will lower their music. Wouldn't you? If someone was polite when they asked you to please lower the music, wouldn't you? Most people would.
When there's a conflict with someone else, there's a tendency to think that other person is a jerk.
I mean, somebody cuts you off on the road. We automatically think that person's a jerk. And have you ever cut anybody off? I mean, we're not jerks. Most people are not out to get us. Many people become preoccupied and have no idea about how their behavior affects others.
Getting upset and escalating a confrontation almost never works.
You need to remember that there are consequences to bad behavior. Ultimately, you don't feel good about yourself when you lose it. You may have that momentary high, but it doesn't last. You can destroy relationships, and oftentimes what you're trying to take care of, if it's loud music or so, it can get worse.
Tomorrow, dealing with online confrontation. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Tonight's agenda for the College Station City Council includes banning e-cigarettes in the same places as tobacco products. Mayor Nancy Berry responds to those who don't believe e-cigs are not a health hazard.
We don't know. I mean, you're sucking in nicotine vapor. That's not going to be good for you. And you're exhaling it out, so there is a secondhand smoke element to it. It doesn't have some of the carcinogens that are associated with tobacco.
College Station would join at least 30 other cities in Texas in having a minimum age and restrict where e-cigarettes could be consumed. The excitement that comes with the start of a new school year also means paying more attention behind the wheel. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department reminds drivers to stay off cell phones when they're in school zones.
It is illegal to be using your cell phone unless it's hands-free in the school zone. So if you're seen holding that phone up to your ear or texting or whatever, you know, you could get fined for that.
College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says to watch out around schools as children are being dropped off and picked up.
Because sometimes, unfortunately, they don't always watch for the motorists, so we need to make sure and remind them to be watching out for those kids, especially around those areas where they know they're going to be congregating.
Local law enforcement also reminds drivers not to go around school buses that are stopped for loading and unloading. On the heels of students and new residents moving to town the last couple of weeks for the start of the new school year comes a reminder for renters to get their own insurance. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says it's his experience investigating fires. Most victims don't have it.
After talking to a couple of insurance agents, I found out that it's super cheap for the amount of coverage. And the last agent I talked to told me he wrote three policies in about 5 minutes apiece to cover well over $10,000 worth of people's personal property each.
The reminder follows a recent townhome fire in Bryan where the occupants lost most of their belongings and did not have renter's insurance. More money to plan for future growth at Blinn College's Brazos County campuses are part of next year's budget that was approved by trustees this month. President Sylvia McMullen says one of the funding sources was for $4 million in unallocated money from the prior academic year.
It's also, it goes to much toward the expansion and remodeling that is occurring on the Bryan campus and will continue to occur for the next several years as we address our growth issues.
About $1 million is going towards Brazos County master planning and capital needs, where 13,000 were on campus last fall, and that number is expected to be 15,000 in 3 years. Blinn full-time faculty will be receiving a 2% cost of living pay raise, and longevity pay and staff salaries are being adjusted to bring them closer to market averages. A week after Governor Perry was indicted on criminal charges in Texas, the issue was brought up during an appearance in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
It is what it is. I hope reflected a very strong commitment to the rule of law. I think this is an attack on the constitutional duties of a governor. I'm going to fight this with every fiber of my being.
Meantime, an attorney for the governor says he will file a motion seeking to stop the criminal case against Perry. Austin lawyer David Botsford says the defense team will attack the constitutionality of the prosecution and two felony indictments that accuse the governor of abusing his power. A Republican judge presiding over the case gave Botsford a week to file the motion. The special prosecutor in the case, Michael McCrum, says he remains confident in the charges. As Texas A&M continues pushing its campaign to have 25,000 engineering students on campus by the year 2025, the University of Texas system has announced a similar effort. UT System spokeswoman Karen Adler says their initiative will raise the number of engineering and computer science degrees from 5,100 to 8,100 over the next 10 years.
The first thing that you have to do is it's not just about growing with quantity, it's about growing with quality. And so we want to make sure that we recruit top faculty, we want to make sure that we're recruiting the top students, and that's going to require a significant investment.
The UT System Board of Regents approved spending $10 million each of the next 2 years to recruit and retain faculty in those areas. Aggieland's hit country music station is on the air. Bryan Broadcasting's Maverick 102.7 had its official launch Friday afternoon. President Bill Hicks thanked the partners who made it possible.
American Momentum Bank, Frank Verisco, George Lee, Glenn Brewer, I see him back over here as well, for helping us do the things that we do as a local radio station company, local bank, local radio station. We work together, and they've been very helpful in seeing our vision for what we want to do in this community. All the employees of Bryan Broadcasting, I can't thank you enough for helping us continue to grow and get better at what we do, which is be a local media company doing things locally.
In addition to 102.7, Maverick is also online at maverickradio.com and the Radio Aggieland smartphone app. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family.
That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance. John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Good morning, 6:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. From August to September 31st, buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's Heating and Cooling and get an evaporator coil free. That's a $500 value, or get $500 in credit toward that new system. Here are the numbers.
Another hot day today with lots of sunshine. Temperatures near 100 degrees during this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear to partly cloudy. Low temperature by morning 74 to 78. During the day on Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sun. Now there is a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperature 95 to near 100. Any showers end tomorrow evening, mid-70s overnight, and sun with a few clouds on Wednesday, well up in the 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports Little League World Series wrapping up. We have more information for you on that. Aggie soccer wins a pair over the weekend. Aggie football gearing up for Thursday's big game. That and a whole lot more in sports in 13 minutes.
White House has sent a 3-person contingent to today's funeral service for Michael Brown. They will be 3 White House aides: Broderick Johnson, chairman of the My Brother's Keeper Task Force; Marlon Marshall, deputy director of the White House Office for Public Engagement, and an advisor for that office, Heather Foster, will be there. Marlon Marshall, St. Louis native, attended high school with Michael Brown's mama. Let's see, when it comes to all that stuff, see what we've got going on with the Sunday talk shows. Jay Nixon, Missouri governor, called for a review of federal programs that provide military equipment to local police. He said there are times when you need to have protection on bomb units and whatnot, but the bottom line is good and worthy discussion that we ought to have around this country. On whether Ferguson police could have done things differently, he said you can certainly see things that could have done and worked with that you had hoped would focus things a little bit better. I don't know what that means, but is he a Republican or a Democrat? Can you tell me? Because, you know, one of the things I was talking to, we were talking yesterday about this. This has been so muddled. There have been so many people who raced to get in front of the microphone, and that guy leads the list as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Jay Nixon basically threw his DA under the bus, and in fact, you know, we're at the point now where he's asked the DA to recuse himself from this case. And what he doesn't understand is the ramifications that that could be for that DA, in that now every case that he ever prosecuted might be called into question.
Yeah.
I mean, again, he's not, I don't see him as the sharpest knife in the drawer.
And Sharpton didn't help that situation either.
But you know he's not going to. You know he's going to come in there and stir the popcorn. I mean, you know he's going to do that. But the governor of the state doesn't need to be part of the problem. And I think he kind of has been. And again, he's all over the Sunday shows yesterday. So, let's see. Let's get involved militarily. Oh, let's not.
Nope.
How about Democrat Jack Reed? He's the Democrat senator from Rhode Island. And, I mean, he is pretty much sending the signal that we need to get more U.S. troops over to Iraq. And he's got a long military resume, there's no doubt. But he said that, quote, a specific threat to American interests is out there, not a general threat of terror, would be necessary before officials consider escalating American involvement in Iraq if that threat was real and urgent. He said, then I think we have the obligation to go in and take out that threat. That's a Democrat. How about Republican Rand Paul calling Hillary Clinton a war hawk? I'm just saying. Now, again, there are a lot of people who like Rand Paul. And they had the same problem with him that they had with his daddy. I mean, pretty much isolationist. Pretty much isolationist when it comes to this stuff.
There's part of me that thinks, you know, let ISIS blow up, take over that part of land, and just build a fence around it.
No, turn it into glass, too.
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
I understand. But Rand Paul said yesterday that Democrats are afraid that his stance on the war and foreign policy would attract independents and even some Democrats to vote for him were he to run against Hilster. Appearing on Meet the Press, again, used the word war hawk, saying, quote, and I think that's what scares the Democrats the most is that in a general election where I run, there's going to be a lot of independents and even some Democrats who say, you know what, we're tired of war. We're worried that Hillary Clinton will get us involved in another Middle Eastern war because she's so gung-ho, end quote.
Wow. Okie dokie.
Again, it depends on whose ears that falls on, but Rand, I don't know that you need to be saying stuff like that, especially right now. But that's fine. We'll see what happens. Let's see what else. Ryan also, then he goes on Face the Nation. Paul Ryan goes on and says he wishes that Mitt Romney would run a third time in 2016. God, did somebody curl up his hair too tight over the weekend? Wow. Man.
Goodness sakes.
Okay, we'll see. Yes, 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 yes. You have something to say, Mr. Zion?
No, absolutely not.
Anyway, the thing is with any political candidates, they get into higher office, they get into this echo chamber, and they get surrounded by people who don't tell them to pull back, don't tell them to step back, don't tell them to shut up. And as a result, they come up with things like this. Again, Hillary gung-ho, and then he did that in one day, okay? Two different shows. He's on Meet the Press saying that Hillary's too gung-ho and the people might vote for him, and then he goes over to Face the Nation and he says, well, I think Mitt Romney ought to run again. All right. Good luck on that. Cops in Las Vegas now say al-Qaeda is targeting the city as a potential terror target for jihadists. Fox 5 TV in Las Vegas reports the publication Palestine lists specific targets like nightclubs and casinos to rack up mass casualties in the section where they could use car bombs. And you think about that, I know you can't really park on the strip, but I guess you could probably park nearby in a garage or something. One of the owners of the counterterrorism training school in North Las Vegas says Vegas has always been a target since it's got an international airport and also a very dense population. But he said, as with anything, preparing, being proactive, that's a key role to make sure that this sort of thing doesn't happen.
You want to wake up the majority of the Americans again, much like 9/11, mm-hmm. just take away their diversions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Attack something that allows them to escape their already inane reality.
Very well.
Yeah, if they go after Facebook or Google.
Oh, yeah. You want to really get Americans angry.
It's all this.
Now
I'm
pissed.
Well, and that's it, which talks about how engaged U.S. Americans are, which brings us to our next story. While post-metal band ISIS broke up 4 years ago, they've been in the news lately. Actually, not the band, of course, obviously the terrorist group. And while you might not expect a defunct band to be confused with a terrorist group, a drummer for the band, Aaron Harris, says the band's Facebook page has been getting off-color comments recently.
I know a few people who had to retire some, in particular, I saw a sweater that was branded ISIS, and it was from the FX show Archer.
Okay.
Yeah. The name of their group was ISIS.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, again,
it's unfortunate.
People not paying attention.
And how do ancient Egyptians feel about this?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, if you want to go all the way back.
Well, we watched a kid's show. There was a kid's show that was called ISIS.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's, again,
Well, I say we.
Yeah. I just, you know, you'd hate to take 50 random people on the street and ask them that. Well, Jay Leno used to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Made a bit out of it, unfortunately.
Jaywalking.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There are some great plants waiting for you just down the street. They're special plants of the fall, and they're hoping you'll be by the garden center sometime soon to pick them up. They could change the way you think about fall gardening in Texas, and you don't want to miss the chance to watch their magic unfold in your garden. I'll be back with special plants of the season right after this message. A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published. My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, it normally is priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift. Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If we're going to talk about special plants for the fall, let's start with Salvia leucantha. It's more easily remembered as Mexican bush sage. It's one of the really showy large salvias. It's native to southwest Texas. It's root hardy in all but the coldest winter weather. It's the tallest of our salvias, making it the perfect backdrop to mums, marigolds, and other fall flowers. In flower, it can be 4 feet tall and 3 feet wide. There's a more compact version. It's called Santa Barbara. And you can also pick the growing tip out of the regular Mexican bush sage in late spring to keep it more compact. Fall asters are old-time plants that you see in many early neighborhoods of Texas. If you trim it lightly in May to keep it compact, it will grow to 30 inches tall by fall. It has graceful fine foliage that's topped for several showy weeks each fall by small daisy-like lavender blue flowers. The bloom time may vary by several weeks, but it usually will flower during September or early October. Like the Mexican bush sage, it will die to the ground over the winter. Just trim off the old stubble and wait for new growth to emerge the following spring. Queen's wreath is a South Texas favorite. It's great, and it's a fast vine to 30 to 40 feet tall and wide, although it can be kept more compact, either by growing it on a smaller support or by keeping it trimmed. However, it does grow pretty luxuriantly, and so that trimming could take a lot of your time. Its coral pink flowers are eye-catching in the fall, especially when it's contrasted against the darker, more traditional fall shades of red, burgundy, yellow, and orange. It's hardy in about the southern half of the state. I like flowery Senna. Senna corymbosa used to be called Cassia corymbosa. It's a sister to our popular candle tree. However, this one is shrubby. It may be damaged by cold weather in the northern half of the state. It covers itself with rich, buttery yellow blooms each fall, the perfect complement to shorter bronze, red, or purple mums. Red Wing is a perennial shrub with glossy dark green leaves. It grows to 3 to 5 feet tall and wide, and it produces masses of yellow blossoms that are followed by rich red winged fruit. As a package of flowers and fruit on the plants at the same time in the fall, it's beautiful. It's called Red Wing, Heteropterus argentea. Fall crocus, finally, is my favorite bulb of all. It's a bright yellow, a beautiful plant this time of the year. I'm Neil Sperry. Good landscapes are easier with plans. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:50. Aggie football kicks off the 2014 season this Thursday. It will be number 20 Aggies against the number 9 South Carolina Gamecocks in both SEC openers. Last year's much-maligned defense will have its hands full with a tough-running USC offense. Defensive coordinator Mark Snyder was asked about the Gamecocks' starting running back, Mike Davis.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, the kid at Georgia and him, based on what I've seen, are probably the two best backs in the country. He's a really talented player. He'll stick it up in there. He's a spin runner. He makes people miss, and, you know, when he gets in the open field, he's hard to catch. He can run, too. He's kind of the total package. He's Trey and Trey combined.
And the Trey and Trey he's speaking over the two of the three Aggie running backs vying for a starting spot. We'll find out Thursday just how good everyone is. Starting at 5:01, the Aggie pregame with Dave and Dave starts at 4, and it's all live on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Aggie soccer team opened the season with a pair of wins, bumping Dayton 4-3 Friday night. And last night, the Aggies dictated play against the Lady Jacks of SFA, pressing the advantage 35-7 in shots on goal. It would only take one, however, to get the victory.
Allie Bailey with a corner kick. Goal, Texas A&M Shake Room.
Pretty much a carbon copy of what we saw to win the game with less than 8 minutes left on Friday night. A terrifically weighted corner kick. Great placement. Great pace.
A&M returns to action Friday when they host the USCF Knights at 8 o'clock, and you can catch that contest live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Hopping over to Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers were hot early.
And that one's drilled down the left field line, right on the chalk. Extra bases for Beltre. Robertson scores. Here comes Elvis around third. He's heading home. Here comes the throw. Ahead first dive, and he's out at the plate. Beltre in at second with a double, and the Rangers lead 1-0.
Adrian Beltre put Texas ahead to stay with an RBI double in the first. Scott Baker won as a starter for the first time in more than 3 years, and the Rangers beat the AL Central leading Kansas City Royals 3-1 to avoid the series sweep. Texas heads to Seattle tonight for a 9-10 start. Trevor Bauer took a shutout into the seventh inning, leading the Cleveland Indians to a 3-1 win over the Houston Astros. The A's will visit Houston tonight at 7-10. Don Juan Sin homered and scored twice as the Asia-Pacific region champs South Korea beat Chicago 8-4 in the Little League World Series championship game. Brandon Green went 5 2/3 innings for Chicago, which had survived four straight knockout games before finally making it to the championship game, and they just couldn't hold on. They were out of pitching. In football, St. Louis Rams quarterback Sam Bradford has a torn ACL in the left knee for the second straight year and is out for the season, and that's according to multiple reports. Rams coach Jeff Fisher says the odds on it happening like it did twice in a row, pretty high.
It's just highly unusual. You know, it's 1 in 100 chance that something like that would happen.
Bradford, the first overall pick of the 2010 draft out of Oklahoma, missed the last 9 games of the 2013 season with the exact same injury. The 15-day U.S. Open, the last Grand Slam of the tennis season, starts today in New York. 2013 men's singles champ Rafael Nadal of Spain withdrew from this year's tournament because of an injured right wrist. The 2013 women's singles champ Serena Williams is going for her 6th U.S. Open and 18th overall Grand Slam. And finally in the PGA.
This ball is in the air, and this has missed the green to the right in the rough, and that means Hunter Mahan, with a final round 6-under-65, has won the Barclays for 2014.
First time Mahan had won in 2 years. Mahan had gone 48 tournaments without winning. The Barclays, the first of the 4 playoff events, he won by 2 strokes over Stuart Appleby, Jason Day, and Cameron Tringle. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
The dog days of summer are here, and you're in and out of your car all day long and can't seem to ever cool down. So your friends at Rattlers have got the perfect summertime drink, an ice-cold icy, any size, any flavor, for only 59 cents all month long. And if you need a snack with that icy, pick up any Kettle Brand chips, two for only $2. After a hard day of work, pick up any 18-pack of Bud, Miller, and Coors family of beers for only $15.99. Rattlers, trying to cool you down all month long. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
This is Colter Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So the two biggest stories in the NFL met on Saturday night when Michael Sam sacked Johnny Manziel. Twice, as a matter of fact. And it's interesting, though, because I think he sacked him once last year when Missouri beat A&M. But after he sacked him the first time on Saturday night, he did the money thing. Okay? So,
no.
Yeah. Second time he didn't. But Manziel said, I think, after the game, which, again, rookie quarterbacks having their own news conference. Anyway, he said, yeah, we came by and shook hands before the game, and we remembered each other.
It's a different world now.
Yeah, I guess it probably is. So, school's starting today.
Yes, it is.
A whole lot of people.
All you have to do is open Facebook and find that out. There's all kinds of
really?
First day pill. Yeah,
are
all,
there? Okay.
Everybody got their first day pictures on, so people can see them.
Oh, all their new clothes.
All the new school clothes.
Yeah,
you bet.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's fine. But again, leave a little early, and then you had the story this morning. We'll have it again all morning. All the things you can't do in a school zone. Please do remember that, because that's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah. But we've lost the world's longest school zone.
What's that?
Well, they adjusted the one that was on Rock Prairie Road that used to start at roughly Kroger.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
End at Welburn Road.
That's true. Yeah, school after school after school.
They adjusted that a little finally.
All right. So there you go. Well, look. Look for that and be careful today. Despite government efforts to make them simpler, nearly 8 out of 10 adults say they're still confused by our food labels.
No.
Look, I'm sorry. The Kraft macaroni and cheese is not as healthy as broccoli. Do you need to have that written down for you to know that?
No.
You know. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 100, that's what they're telling us. We'll see. About a 30% chance of rain starting tomorrow afternoon, and then a 20 or 30% chance of rain all week as we're right around 100. 75 now, WTAW, College Station, Broadway.